you were messing with Rita Repulsa back in the day. That was your jam.
Oh my gosh, she is so panay.
When Tita gets mad and she goes off.
That is so panay. Oh my gosh, that is like the your Tita is about to kill you look.
Oh, I'm kind of mind blown right now.
What's up, Manga Boomers? Welcome to another episode of Usapan Retro, the podcast that no one asked for and that no one wants. With your hosts, Angelo, Sonya, and Ron, we tackle all the latest gaming, anime, comic book, toys, and collectible topics from the perspective of titos and titas from the Philippines. What's up, Manga Boomers? Welcome to a special episode of Usapan Retro. This is a very special episode. We never go on this time, but we had such a special guest that we had to make it this time. We have MC/scientist Ruby Ibarra in the house.
What's up? Thank you for accommodating me. I know this is outside of your usual hours, but I appreciate it. I'm super hyped.
No,
to be
it's
on here.
All good. We're so happy to have you. You're like I'm a huge fan. Ron, like you've been following Ruby for a while, right?
Yes.
Like actually, the first time I ever met Ruby, I was kind of like fanboying, fangirling. Like I remember you were like Kumu did a special thing with Mix in the U.S. We did this thing called Mix Discovered, and we were at the TFC station, and Ruby Ibarra was one of the guest judges, and I remember just me and James Rumor were all like, yo, Ruby Ibarra's gonna be here, yo. I remember Ron was up in there, I was like, yo, you're gonna meet Ruby? And then now she's on Kumu, and now she's on our nerd show. This is like the coolest thing.
It might have been that same night, but I remember Casey had, I think I might have been streaming during that time, and then Casey jumped into my live and he was like, yo, look who's here. And that was the first time I talked to you, Ruby. You're like, yo, shout out to you. And then I ended up cussing and saying like, yo, Ruby, we got your fucking back. Bah, bah, bah. You know, just going crazy and all that stuff. So that was during the mixed campaign too, during that time. So I'm so glad that Ruby is on here, you know, kind of 360. All of a sudden we're here nerding out now. So it's awesome.
So Danica P is asking if Ruby is our first female guest. And actually, I think Ruby is our third female guest, right? So first female guest was Ulanimus. If you guys don't know who Ulan is, she's actually Roland and Rexy's boss. She manages the calendar. Number two, we had former Miss World, Megan Young. She was our second guest. And now we have MC Scientist Ruby Ibarra in the house. What's up?
Yo.
So Ruby, where are you broadcasting from right now?
I am live in the Bay Area. And I think it's just super dope how you're in the Philippines. We also got another person here from the Bay. Like, it's just all around, and that's what I love about, you know, Kumu and all these live streams is that you could be anywhere, but we're all in this shared space together at the same time.
Yeah, it's super tight. What's up, Leanna? Leanna's out in the Bay, too. Where's Danica? Danica is in... Danica, where are you from again, Danica? I know Danica is from another country.
She's in the Philippines,
too? Oh, okay, cool. She's feeling Kalig. We got Inang Mahal watching us. Yo, this is a lit show. Yeah, so like Ruby said, Ron is out in San Jose. I'm out in Manila. And Ruby's out in the Bay Area, and we're doing our show. Sonya is just out. Sonya is maybe she'll jump on later, but she won't be here to start the show. But we'll just get the show going. First off, we want to for all the Filipino fans who are huge fans of the show. We got QC in the house, Danica P. So for all the Filipinos here in the Philippines, you guys might have heard the name of Ruby Ibarra, and you might know some of her songs, but a lot of you're still like pretty you're up and coming here in the Philippines, but you're like a huge name in the for Filipino Americans. So we wanted to get to know Ruby. So Ruby, can you give us a bit brief background of who you are, what you do?
For sure. For those who've never heard of me before, I think most people know me as an MC first and foremost. I am part of the Beat Rock Music roster, which is an underground, fully Filipino-American owned label out here, especially on the West Coast. But I released my album circa 91, the end of 2017. I came up with tracks like Taking Names with Bamboo and Numb, Us, which became an anthem for a lot of panays out here in the U.S. And ever since then, I've just been touring, you know, from the Philippines and around all across the U.S. Now working on film projects, more music videos. So continuing to put in the grind.
Yeah. But do you want to talk about your day job or you want to keep that secret?
We can talk about, I mean, since this is, a show about nerdy things, I'm pretty sure that falls in that description. So if it's not already apparent...
Ruby is like a real. You know, you're like a real like superhero. You have like, you know, your superhero life, and then you have your alter ego. Like, let them know about the alter ego.
Yep.
What's hella funny about the alter ego thing is like recently someone actually interviewed me about this, and it was featured on like a newspaper out here in San Francisco, and they described me as pretty much a modern day Hannah Montana, saying that, you know, part of my life, like I'm this musician, and the other half is like my secret life, my personal life. And it's not that I've never, or I've always kept it a secret, but more so I think that, you know, those are just two separate things that I've tried to keep separate, like my professional career life and my 9-to-5 and with music. But yeah, for my day job, I work at a biotech company. I'm actually formally and officially, my title at work is a scientist. I went to school and studied biochemistry and molecular biology. And what I do at work is pretty much I do like DNA testing. And so everything's been actually, you know, relevant to the times. Like we do a lot of testing and a lot of work within, you know, coronavirus and COVID-19 and doing a lot of research around that.
Wow.
Ruby out here fighting COVID, guys. You feel
yes,
me?
Like
and,
that's some
and real, still on Kumu. You feel
that's
me?
Some real superhero yep. like type shit right there, guys. That's like some real like that's so amazing that you're like you're breaking it down barriers in two fronts. You're like in the med tech and you're in the MC world, and I think that's one of the dopest things. Like, you know, like how many scientists MC? I mean, like I know a bunch of super scientifical MCs.
Yeah,
I've never met too many MC scientists.
Is a scientist, yes. She's really breaking down atoms and all that stuff. You know, to a molecular level. Love
it. Yeah, yeah, bomb atomic. Yeah. Bomb atomic.
Yeah. Bomb atomic. Yeah. Philosophies and hypotheses.
And hypotheses. That's so
I'm
dope.
Like, yep, I understand what you're talking about.
And then you have a. You're also now breaking into films, right? Like you want to let people know about a new film project you got coming out.
Oh, definitely. I'm glad that you mentioned this. So I've been working hard with my film team the last couple of weeks. We were coming out with this new documentary that's premiering in San Francisco next week, October 14th, 7 p.m. at the Fort Mason Center Drive-In Theater. And the great news is we sold out officially this morning. All tickets awesome. Are now gone. It's going to be super fun, super lit. But pretty much the documentary follows me and my band, the Balik Bayans, when we took a trip out to the Philippines last year, because we went there to perform at the Malasimbo Festival in Puerto Galera. We did a show in Sagiho and Makati. And
Sagiho, that's like...
Yeah, shout out to Sagiho. That's been one of the best venues we've ever performed at. Like, I had no idea. I just wanted to talk about this real quick. I had no idea what to expect going into that venue. A lot of people just told me before we took the trip that it's this historic venue that a lot of the greats has performed at, you know, from rock musicians to other rappers. But when we got there, it's literally the size of a living room. And we had a show on it was like a Tuesday night. And we packed that venue like completely like from
it ain't too hard
one
to pack. That's
to the other.
That's dude, that venue, you know, that venue made me move to the Philippines in 2008. Yeah. So I was working at a company called iMeme, which was a startup in San Francisco. And we were a very popular website in the Philippines. And a company had a gallery had hit me up to sponsor an event. And I was just like, yeah, you guys are doing crazy events like this. So I sent them like, you know, like some money to sponsor the event. But then I flew out to go meet them. And then this is when I discovered, what's that place called? The Cubao Expo. And I was like, whoa, this is a crazy indie scene. And then they took me to Sagiho. And this is like so back in the day. I saw a Sandwich and what's that band? Up Dharma Down. Like they're massive bands now. But I saw them in this little venue and I was like, yo, dude, Philippines underground culture is crazy. Like I want to be part of this.
100%.
And so, but I love that venue because like what Ruby's saying, it's literally a house. But it's not just the performance. It spills into the entire block. It's so crazy. Yeah. So, okay. Sorry to cut you off, but I really like that part. I really like that you like Sagiho.
No, but, yeah, I was just going to say, like, the venue to me was, like, special because, like what you said, like, it's just super intimate. Like, since it's such a small space, we've never performed before where you're literally just face-to-face with the audience. And by the time you did a track like Taking Names, people were just jumping up and down and you feel each other sweat. This is obviously pre-COVID, like back when like you're not worried about that being that close to somebody else. But it was super, a super fun trip. And all of this is all documented in the documentary 7,000 Miles Homecoming.
Nice. My cat is tripping awesome. Out right now. But let me show you what Ruby was talking about, guys. This is literally what Sagiho is right here. Just soup. It's literally a living room. And it's like just an amazing, amazing scene. Like, this is the type of vibe that you're at. Like, it's just
So it's like really close quarters, intimate vibe.
Yeah,
it's like a house party.
Yeah,
yeah, it's nuts to butts, dude. It's
hella people have, yeah, they've gone through there. A lot of big names and acts have gone through there, though.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so you caught the whole thing, right? For your new project coming up, you want to share your new project? Yeah.
So the new project, yeah, we're releasing it next week, Wednesday. Unfortunately, there's no more tickets, but for the folks that were able to get tickets, we're also going to be giving out free posters, official posters for the film next week. We're just super excited again to just be, you know, sharing space with everybody. As we all know, it's been a crazy 2020 and there hasn't been a lot of events. So this allows us to really, you know, be with community in a safe way since it's a drive-in theater.
Oh, that's awesome. Drive-in theater? Amazing. That's so tight. Yes. All right. So, yeah, 7,000 Miles Homecoming, the documentary film directed by Evelyn. Obamos. Evelyn Obamos and Ruby Ibarra. I'm super excited to check it out. I saw your friends with Roslyn as well. I want to see how the LA launch goes because I'm a SoCal Filipino. I know you guys are Bay Area, but I'm a SoCal Filipino. And I hope we could help you out with launching a screening here in the Philippines as well. So that'd be super exciting. All right. Now let's get into our show, guys. So out of the blue, I really wanted to ask Ruby Ibarra if she wanted to be a guest on the show. And then I asked her if she was into anything nerdy. And then our friend, Mafe, said, of course she's nerdy. She's a scientist.
I'm the biggest nerd here.
Yes, I love that anime. I really, really love that anime, guys.
Hi, ako si Nonong Balinay.
Ako si JB Labrador.
At ako naman si James Caran. And welcome to the Uy, taga lang. Ano ka ba? Hindi natin show to.
Huh?
Ini-invite lang natin sila.
Yun naman pala. Ang show na ito ay para sa mga cool pals na hindi cool pals.
Pwede na rin kami pakinggan sa aming podcast sa Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, at iba pang platforms.
At kung pinagtawanan mo si James dahil mali ang pronunciation niya, kupal ka.
So our topics for today is Funko Pops, guys. So we're going to go in with the Funko Pops, and we're going to basically break down what our top five favorite Funko Pops are, and we're going to give away 25,000 coins while we're doing this. So I think why don't you kick it off, Ronsara, with your choice for number five. What is your top five favorite Funko Pop?
All right, guys. If you guys are real big fans, I do have a confession to make here, guys. I do have a huge confession to make. I have not... yet, since the inception of Funko Pops, I have not yet bought one Funko Pop. This is such a hard thing to get into. I worked at a comic book store even. Where I had to sell Funko Pops, so I was very much at the beginning. But I will say, I am very specific. There are things that I like. Shout out to people like even James Rumor. You know, he tried to get me in early. He was buying Funko Pops off of me at the comic book store I was selling. I was like, yo, you got to... I'm already collect a lot of things, but I will go with personal favorites, ones maybe that I connect with. So at number five, I am going to go with any version or whatever version of the Manny Pacquiao pop that had came out during its height. I really thought that was going to be the first pop that I was going to get into. I did look for it out here, of course, being in the Bay Area amongst, you know, us Filipinos in the Bay Area too, we're collectors too. So it's hard to get, you know, certain pieces. And for a while, that was kind of a grail, you know, for us sports fans and all that stuff. So at number five, I'm going to go with Manny's.
Man, Manny was going to make my list, but it's so hard, dude.
Personal list. I didn't even get into my Marvel bag. I didn't even get no Marvel.
Manny for sure would have been on my list, but man, sometimes he'd be just saying the wildest shit. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, I can't do it.
I get you on that.
I want to support you, and I recognize what you've done. Yeah, but sometimes I'm like, okay. I respect your list. I respect Manny. He's actually in the realm of Funkos that I collect.
When that pop first came out, people were
you should have said it
going gaga over that. They were going gaga over that.
You should have bought it when you said like that dumb shit in the Grove. You should have bought that because that those things hit rock bottom, dude. You couldn't sell anything Manny Pacquiao when he said that when he said that wild ass shit, dude. But now he's I guess he's back. I don't know. But
we'll see.
Tough call. Sometimes it's like hard to support some heroes. What about you, Ruby? What is your pick for number five?
Okay. I don't know if this is allowed, but my number five is actually a tie. So can I share both?
Yeah, sure.
So both. Okay. Yeah.
The first my number five that I have in my collection is the Tom and Jean Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
I love this
episode from Parks and Rec. Treat yourself. And I just think I love box sets. I love every time Funko comes out with these box sets. I think it's super cool because you get more than one figure and you get like little props too. It's usually like this one comes like with the stuff that you see on the show.
Yes. Next
accessories. And then the other reason why I chose this as my number five is this was the first time one of my songs ever got licensed on a TV show. So on that episode, my song actually plays in the background. So
nice.
That was
an
artist.
What was that, a Childish Gambino hookup? Did he get that placement for you, or did somebody like how did they find you?
Oh, not that one was for the producer of this song. Shout out to Chops. He got contact with people on the show, and then he had me do a verse.
Oh, that's awesome. So sick. That's tight.
By the way, I love how Ruby had her pop protected and all that. You know, proper protection for her pops and all that stuff. Yeah. You feel me?
You gotta protect her pops.
You gotta protect your pops.
Okay, so my pick for number five, and this is the 5,000 coin pick, guys, so get ready. My pick for number five is I actually got to buy it. So I'm a very particular Funko Pop collector. I only collect Filipino-related Funko Pops because there's too many Funko Pops out there. And Filipino Funko Pops are probably the easiest thing to collect because we're so underrepresented. So it's probably easy to get all of them. But for my number five pick, I don't have a copy of it. Yeah. My number five pick is the homie Lanai and the Aloha plate.
Oh, yes.
I need to find one of these, but the homie Lanai, because like I think there's only two Filipinos or three Filipinos three Filipinos. There's another Filipino on my list, but there's only three Filipinos with Funko Pops that are there, and Lanai is one of them.
Yeah. Shout out to Aloha plate too, man. Awesome.
Yeah. So for my 5,000 coin question, guys, are you guys ready for the 5,000 coins? What is my favorite Hawaiian dish, guys? Please answer. What is my favorite Hawaiian dish? This is probably serving on.
This is crazy.
This dish is canned meat, and it's in every Filipino, Samoan, and Tongan household.
So first person is
everyone knows what it is.
You don't even have to use your Googles, guys. It's in your
For 5,000 coins, guys, I'm giving you 5,000 coins. Maybe they're not used to this on a Sunday.
They're used to this.
What's a bye smile? Hello, smile, bye smile. All right, it's not nobody's answer. Liana, you know what it is.
Go ahead.
You know what this is. Makusu, you know what it is for 5,000 coins.
She has some in her.
Yeah, but for 5,000 coins, it's my favorite Hawaiian dish that's made of spam. I'm just going to throw it up there, guys. First person to type it gets 5,000 coins. It's called spam. I don't know if we can do the coin giveaway in this game, dude. I don't know if we have enough.
Go ahead, type it in the comments, guys.
We're not doing the comments. Wow, no one, Liana.
Claim that.
This is not the Saturday show.
There
spam Asobi, Danica P. Danica P. Hey, Ron, can you take a screenshot of Danica P?
Oh, you have to put Spam Asobi. There you go.
Yeah, Spam Asobi. That's for Danica P. Congratulations, you won 5,000 coins. Did Liana get it first? Did she say Spam Asobi?
She put Masubi.
You got to put Spam Asobi. You have to add Spam. it's branding because you can't have like My Ling Masubi. That's nasty. It has to be Spam
My Masubi. Ling, yo. Shout out to My Ling, yo.
It has to be official. All right. Getting
you
into
My Ling. Yo, I fed my son on My Ling. So shout out to My Ling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you need to know My Ling Masubi.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't think we're doing that. You feel me? I fed my son on My Ling now.
All right, moving into pick number four, guys. Pick number four. Wait, so who's are you asking the question, Ron? So you should go last, right?
I should go last. I shall.
Okay, yeah. Let's go last. Okay, my pick for I'll go first, and then we'll do and then we'll go. Actually, this is the funny story, Ruby.
I definitely have a theme with mine.
Okay. Go ahead, Ruby. I actually first saw this Funko Pop when we actually first met at the TFC office, right? I was running around the TFC office, and one of the producers had a Funko Pop on her desk. And James and I were looking at it going like, yo, is that what I think it is? Is that a real Funko? And that is Darna.
Yes.
Darna. If you guys don't know who Darna is, she is a Filipina Pinay. Philippine X, I still don't understand that X thing, but Philippine X superhero.
Read up on that.
She is. I don't know if we're ever gonna get it in the Philippines, dude. Like I tried explaining it to people, we were just looking at each other so confused. So right here, Mars Rivella, one of the superheroes of the Philippines. Yes. Darna. This is my number four favorite Funko Pop.
Iconic. Yes.
Yeah, Ruby, what is your number four favorite Funko Pop of all time?
My number four is both Flash and Storm. I grew up watching a lot of X-Men, especially in the 90s.
Yes. Storm. Oh, you got the Mohawk Storm. Yeah.
Love it. These are autographed by the actors that portrayed them. So shout out to Ezra Miller and shout out to Alexander Shipp.
Oh,
that's tight.
What a flex. What a geek flex right there, too. Ooh, she was like, oh, they're signed. Ooh.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to buy, you know, hit me up.
Oh, man, I will not be buying Funkos. Those things are the most dangerous things to collect. All right, Ron, what's your pick for number four, man?
I do have a theme kind of going on right now, and this is a shout out to one of the greatest songwriters of all times, but we're going to go with Kurt Cobain. You know what I mean? I did not know I would ever see Kurt Cobain in a Funko form, but I'm a huge Nirvana fan, of course. I know, you know, he's done, you know, one of the greatest, you know, a lot of the greatest songs, you know, ever. So to see different versions of Kurt is just like so badass.
That's crazy. I didn't know they made, dude, how did you get a Kurt Cobain Funko?
That's the one. Diana Fostenberg glasses, which I ended up chasing, and I ended up buying a whole bunch of those from back in the day. So like, that's the one that I want because it has those Diana Fostenberg glasses right there. And that's just my favorite Kurt. He's just such a badass with his cardigan all torn up. You know, I was just such a fan, you know what I mean? So he's definitely on my list of ones to get when that time comes, you know what I'm saying?
All right. So for 5,000 coins, what is your Kurt Cobain Funko question?
Oh, there you go. Yes. Guys, give me the birthplace of where is Nirvana from? There you go.
There's two places though. You want the place where they were formed? All right, guys. Known for. Okay. Somebody said the state.
City. Yeah, say the city.
The city. You could be the city or the town. There's two places where they claimed. There's two. It is in Washington.
Yeah, it is in Washington.
You're close, Makusu. What city did
Nirvana? Super nerdy. If you guys are super nerdy about it, you guys would know too.
I know this already. Can I win the 5,000 coins? Ali Peak in the house.
There
you go. Makusu, that is the popular one, but that is the place. Aberdeen. Yep. Yeah, Aberdeen, Washington is where they are. Take a screenshot, Ron. Yep. Let's get Makusu his coins.
Shout out to Ali Peak, who's in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Ali in the house.
Hi, this is Rika.
Hi, this is JC. So you like listening to podcasts?
Try listening to ours. It's called The Halo Halo Show.
Yeah, we talk about X, Y, and Z.
It's called Our Lives.
Yeah. Also, the trending topics. We talk about what's going on in the world, and we'll read some of your fan mail if you send it to us.
Ooh, fan mail. I never thought that we would have fan mail.
Yeah.
But we're here with two.
Yes. And it's available wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you listen to all your favorite podcasts, to any of your Podcast Network Asia shows as well. So after listening to this one, why don't you give us a try?
Please, go listen to our show, okay?
Slurp on.
Slurpers.
All right, hey, for Ruby, you'll go last for number three because you're gonna ask a question and give away 5,000 coins, okay? So think about your number three. All right, so number three pick, guys, my third favorite Funko that I don't have but I really want to get because I'm a Filipino Funko collector, and this dude is a legend, and he's actually been on our show, guys. So this is one of the Funkos that's been on our show. I really want me a Rufio
yes.
Funko. Shout out to Dante Bosco, friend of the
show.
Shout
out to Dante Bosco,
yes. And he has a Funko. He's one of the Filipinos that's represented in a Funko. And I would really love to get me a Rufio Funko. I guess his animated form also, right? A Zuko Funko. Yes. I'm more of a Zuko fan than a Rufio fan, but Rufio was actually like his face, right? So I'm very kind of like loyal to that. But shout out to Dante Bosco, and that's the third yep. Funko, my third favorite Funko that I would still need to get. That's on my list. All right, Ron, Sara, what Ooh. Is your number three pick for your third favorite Funko?
My third favorite Funko, man, this one's a little bit. It's the only one of the only non-music ones though too. I have to go with. Any one of the ones from The Big Lebowski, one of my favorite movies of all time. When I found out that they had Big Lebowski pops too, it was one of those like, hey, I might want to bite the bullet and, you know, get me the dude, you know, and have it on my desk, maybe. You know what I mean? So one of the greatest movies of all time. You know what I mean? Shout out to you guys if you guys happen to be fans of The Big Lebowski. But it is just it's so awesome to see them in pop form. Especially Steve Buscemi right there.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't have any. Dude, Ruby, like, if you've seen Ron's Garage is like a diorama of action figures. Like, he literally has like three levels or maybe four or five levels of action figures. Like, not even like their bases, their the actual figures.
I collect but he also cities has, now. I collect he's been building. Now.
He has a stew, and then he has like the top where it's like the base. And then he has like a like the underneath where it's a sewer where he keeps his Ninja Turtles. It's like the G.I. Joes live on the surface level.
Ruby, yeah. I don't think I grew up, Ruby. You know what I'm saying? I still go in and play G.I. Joes, and my mom has to call me in, like, oh, I'm not mine, can I? But no,
we gotta give a shout out to Robert there in the background. Cause like I was spying on Ruby's IG, and I saw Robert there. And then I looked up Robert's actual bio on his IG. I'm doing research, but like he's literally our show, Ron. I was like tripping out, dude. Can I show
wait,
it?
Wait, what? Let's see.
It's our show, dude. This is Robert's bio. That's our entire show.
James Comics action figure. Yeah.
Well, I got you right now, Robert. I'm gonna
That's our entire show. I'm the video game guy.
Let's play G.I. Joes together, dog. You feel me? Let's go.
I only got that.
Oh, okay. I got my 6-inch action figure. I'll bring my toys and you bring your toys. We'll be like
Ron, hey, quit tease. Are you at the house, Ron? You're not at the house, right?
I'm not. I'm at the studio.
Oh man,
right now.
Okay. If you're at Ron's house, he'll show it to you. It's crazy. Like Ron's on the show.
They want me to do toy streams too, and I got a whole thing where you know you just see my hands and you just see figures, like you know. So just you'll see it on Kumu. You'll see it on Kumu.
All right, Ruby, did you pick your number three already?
I'm about to right now.
Let's go. Collector. What is it?
I got to attend Comic-Con, and this was my favorite purchase at last year's Comic-Con because it had all three variants of the pop that I've been looking for. And it was the one and only Jollibee.
Yes.
Whoa.
We got the original one.
Oh.
We got the flocked one.
Oh. You got the flocker? Flame,
and we got the one with the barong.
Oh, barong. Yes.
You got the Waka Flocka B. Oh my gosh, that's one of my that's on my list, yo. All right.
Is that a grail?
For 5,000 coins, Ruby. What is your Jollibee Funko related question? Doesn't have to be, it could just be anything Jollibee or anything Funko related.
For 5,000 coins, it's probably super easy. But might as well like let's have someone like win 5,000 coins. What is my favorite food item on Jollibee's menu?
Yeah, there it is. Guys, what is Ruby's favorite food item in the Jollibee menu? Did Bazooka get it? Is it the Chicken Joy?
It is the Chicken Joy, of course.
Bazooka Joe!
Bazooka Joe, got it. Jolly Spaghetti. I'm a cheater. I like the Palabok with the Chicken Joy.
That's I got my... you, Bazooka Joe. Shout out to Joe.
Friend of the show. Combo.
Which one you go for? The spaghetti chicken combo? I'm just like I don't do the spaghetti because it's like I don't know the Jollibee spaghetti. I'm gonna get Jollibee right after this. That's what's so dope about living in the Philippines. I'm gonna call them and they're gonna bring it right here to my house.
I love to get thigh part. You feel me? You got to give me thigh part, and you got to put the extra, like, you got to be crazy with the
extra spices.
Yes, you got to be pour it all over that. You feel me?
Hi, this is Aaron Cristobal inviting you to listen to Tawa Let's, the podcast that takes you through Philippine comedy through the eyes of different writers and performers. You'll be hearing from many people who create comedy content to see what it's like, whether they're just starting out or have been doing it for many years. Kaya tawa, let's!
We're down to our last two picks right now. I'm going to go... I'll kick it off again, and then Ruby could go next, and Ron could ask the question. Okay, guys. So my number two favorite Funko of all time, I actually have two of the four. There's four of them out. There's six of them out. But I'm going to go with Ruby on these. I got the Jollibee Funkos, yo. These are my number two right here. I don't have the Waka Flocka B that Ruby has. That's the one. Dude, can I ask you how much did you get the Flock B for?
You remember?
Ooh, it was like 70 something.
75 maybe.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good price. They're way more expensive now. No, that was a really good price. But did you know that they just came out with a new one? Are you ready?
Yeah.
They just came out with a new one. I'm going to go get it right now, actually. Thanks for reminding me to go pick this up. They came out with Jollibee on the Whip. What up? It's an in-store item product. You can just get it in-store. I'm going to go grab one right now. I want Jollibee on his whip, dude. That's so tight.
Dude, crazy.
Yeah, and then you got the awesome Waka Flocka Bee, dude. I'm like very jelly about that. But yes. Yeah, Ruby. There we go. Ruby's number three, my number two. All right. Let's go, Ruby Ibarra. What is your pick for number two?
My number two, I feel like we're just switching. So maybe, can you, instead of yours, because this was already shown, the Darna one. So I'm going to have Rob pick one of his for my number two submission.
All right. So I'm only going to probably get to do one. I'm just going to pick my number one.
Let's do it.
It's actually one of the first ones I got, and she had to twist my arm to actually buy it when we went to Comic-Con in 2013. And it's the SDCC 2013 Deadpool.
Ooh. Look at that paint job, too. That shit is crazy. It's metallic paint.
Price, and I'm like, yeah.
How much is it worth now?
Last time I checked, it was like
$300,
$400.
Ooh.
Man, see.
Super clean, too, dog. Love it.
Yeah. See, that's why I can't be collecting, like, dude, these. That's why I can't collect every Jollibee, or not every Jollibee, every pop figure, because they're so crazy, man. Like, these things are ridiculous. Like, there's too many ones that I want. I'm just going to go support Filipino. I'm only supporting Filipino pops, dude. All right. Ron Sara, what is your pick for number two? Your 5,000 coin pick.
Well, for number two, it is one that was already mentioned on here, and it is one that I originally, like, oh man, if there's one again, maybe it could be that one. You know what I mean? But I'm saving that for my number one, just because my number one is so close to me. But I'm gonna go.
Whoa, wait a second.
What's up?
Is that Biatch just logged in? I wonder if that's Biatch the author. Is it? Oh no, it's not. Sorry, there's a really famous author out here on Wattpad in the Philippines. Her name was Biatch. And I thought that was her, but it's not her. But damn. Okay, cool. Go ahead. Dude. No,
I was gonna go with Aswang. I was gonna go with Aswang Funko Pop. Out of all the Filipino ones, that one is just—it's so badass. You know what I mean? And you know, something so evil, you could go and make it cute. That's what I love about these pops. Anyway, they take super problematic characters from movies or whatever, and you're like, hey, here's a cute version of this, but something that happens to be dripped in Filipino lore, that's badass. So to see the Aswang...
What's problematic about the Aswang? Is it Manny more problematic than the Aswang?
I'm just saying, I mean, come on. Aswang, as a kid, your nanay or lola, she installed that fear into you with the Aswang, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, generations, so... For a story that your grandparents or your mom would, you know, tell you about, to see it as a pop, that hits a little close to home. You know what I'm saying? That hits a little close to home. So,
cool.
Yeah.
For 5,000 coins, man, what is your Aswan question?
This is an easy one. And I think everyone else, and maybe Angelo, he would know the answer to this. Besides the Aswan, what were the, at least name the other characters that was included in that release? There, there was a few, right?
What were the other Filipino Filipino creatures and Filipino monsters that pop released, guys?
Yes. There's another famous one. And I almost went with that one, but I did not.
And, I'm gonna
flash it? No, what you gonna do?
What is a famous Filipino monster? We're gonna give you 5,000 points now. Sino ba may alam dito na Filipino monster na famous?
Yeah, she would be nasa bahay niyo, guys.
Tikbalang. What is a tikbalang, dude?
Tikbalang is a Filipino monster, but no, it was. I don't think it was released.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't
there. Chadok, no.
No, it wasn't there. Not that one. It was.
Okay. Take it away. Take it away.
I flashed it. I flashed it. I flashed it. Wait.
Name one of them. Okay, take it off. Take it off.
Danica P. Yeah, let her win again because Danica P. won. Edan. Let Edan win. Danica, did you win this game already, Danica?
Did you win already, Danica?
Did you win already? I keep winning. Can we give it to Edan, Danica? You did already. Can I give it to Edan then? Because Edan was the next answer. We want to spread the coins around. So we'll give it to Edan. Is that okay, Danica? Sure. Thank you, Edan.
Okay.
Yes. Edan, you won 5,000 coins. People jumped all over that one. All right. We're down to our number ones, guys.
I almost chose the white lady because that one was one I was really scared of as a kid. Yeah. You feel me?
I really wish Sonya made this one because Sonya is like the Funko Pop person in our crew. Like Ron is the action figures. I'm more of the video games. And Sonya is like the Funko Pops, the Furbies, and the cosplay and anime. That's why our team is like, we have different specialties. But I was just like, damn, she would have loved this episode. But Sonya, we're thinking of you. We got you.
Shout out to you, Sonya.
All right, number one picks. Traditionally, the guest goes last because you have to ask the question. So we're still going to keep that tradition. But let me see. I'll kick it off first as Ron already spoiled my damn number one. My number one Funko Pops, which I don't have and I really, really want, is the Philippine creature set, which is the Aswan.
That shit is so badass.
The Shokoy and the White Lady. Yeah, those are so tight, dude. Those are so tight, especially the Shokoy, because I didn't know what the hell a Shokoy was. I was always hearing about Shokoy. And then I went to go watch that movie. You know that movie where the sea monster and the chick like kind of fall in love? What was that movie? It was recent. Really good movie. It was Guillermo del Toro did it. Let me go look it up. Shape of Water, dude. Shape of Water, and then it was tight because it's basically starring a Filipino. It's Shape of Water stars a Filipino, and the Filipino is a Shokoy.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I was so tight. I was like, dude, the Shape of Water is well, they call him Amphibian Man, but you know what? We all know it's a Shokoy. it's a Shokoy, y'all. I love to see Filipinos represented, even though they called it Amphibian Man. Hopefully, it'll just call it a Shokoy. But Shape of Water, great film.
They Karen'd us on that, yo. They Karen'd us. Karen'd us on that.
No, I'm just appropriating it. Mermen are all over the world, and the Filipino version is a Shokoy.
Okay,
but I'm just gonna say it's a Shokoy. A Shokoy starred in a Guillermo, a Filipino actor or a Filipino character.
Don't deny it, Guillermo.
No memo. All right, Ron, what is your pick for your number two favorite? Oh wait, that's not Ron, that's Ruby. But Ron, what's your pick for your number two favorite or number one favorite Funko that you still have to get because you have no Funkos because you're faking the Funko Pop?
Yes, well, it should be a tie, but I'm not. I'm just gonna put this out there. Bay Area legend Tupac Shakur. Anything Tupac related is so hard to get. even the Tupac action figures that had came out like maybe in the early 2000s, those are super expensive. So when this pop dropped, I was like, oh man, I that is something I actually hunted for. And I probably could have paid even cheaper probably at the times that when it was coming out, but all versions are dope. Even the Thug Life with the striped beanie. I mean, all that stuff. You know what I mean? I love this dude ever since Digital Underground. You know what I mean? He is somebody that I've always, of course, look up to. He's the GOAT. Yes. You know what I mean? And people want to always argue who is the greatest MC. Is it Biggie or is it Pac? I will beg to differ. I think Pac was a greater lyricist, you know, against Biggie shit. You know what I mean? Like, Pac was that dude. You know, he had a New York style about him before, you know, a New York style was even anything too. You know what I'm saying? He's just such
the
guy.
How many versions of the Tupac Funkos are there?
Man, I don't know, but they got the Death Row one. They got, I mean, the Thug Life one. This is so badass, dog.
This is the what you call it? The California.
Yeah.
That's that. And then this.
Yeah.
And then which Funko? This one is that, like
that's pre Death Row. You know what I mean?
No, this is like the Poetic Justice. That's Poetic. That's the Poetic Justice one. This what era of Pac is this?
Oh, that's that could be any era. I mean, that's him with a basically bandana on, shirt off. He could be in Marin City right there. You know what I mean? For all I know, he could be in Marin in that actual Pac.
Is there a Dave LaChapelle Funko though? That I would get the Dave LaChapelle Funko.
That's crazy.
I would totally get a Dave LaChapelle Funko, dude. Like this
You know,
that's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, Tupac is next level because he was just like, I don't
give
a fuck.
That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite picture sets right there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, amazing.
Dude, that's when you knew Pop did not give a shit about what other people thought, dude. Yes. Like this was like, guys, like at the time that Pac did this, this was unheard of. Like, no.
He was our first Kanye.
Yeah, no,
he was our
dude,
first Kanye.
He was the first dude rocking like Versace like shirts and all
facts.
That. Well, no, actually,
facts.
No. Biggie wasn't the first to rock Versace shirts. Pac made Versace shirts cool.
But Biggie, but Pac got to work for Versace. He got to walk down the runway.
Versace.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying he's legitimate. This guy is the first. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
out to Pac, man. Shout out to Pac. Had to give it up to the Bay.
How much are those things going for? Do you guys know how much the Tupac Funkos are going for?
Ruby, you got any? You got any of the Pac stuff?
I don't have any in my collection, no.
Oh, man. I would.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit is so
good. I know they're going for a coin. I have a Biggie Funko running around the house somewhere. Actually, it was my roommate's, but I claim it. But there's a Biggie Funko running around the house. I mean, he won't let me bring it to the show, though. But, okay, Ruby, what is your number one Funko Pop of all time for 5,000 coins?
Is since I grew up in the 90s. I loved watching Power Rangers growing up. I had to go with my badass Kenai, and that was Rita Repulsa. For me, the villain on the TV show. To me,
I'm
she was
so glad you
badass,
wanted the villain.
And she was played by a Kenai actress. So when
I'm
like, she's Filipina.
Because she did the stare. She had the Filipino, the Tita eyebrow when you did something wrong.
Yo, Ruby, that's legit. She's Pinay. Yo,
the actress is Pinay. Yeah.
No way.
What's her name again?
I'm mind Repulsa. Blown right now.
Rita Repulsa, actress. There we go. Let's go.
She's iconic. So you, Ruby, you were messing with Rita Repulsa back in the day. That was your jam.
Oh my God, she is so Pinay.
When Tita gets mad and she goes off.
That is so Pinay. Oh my gosh, that is like the your Tita is about to kill you.
Oh,
look,
I'm kind of mind blown right now. Really,
that is sick, Rita Repulsa. Oh my gosh,
like, if there was no COVID this year, I was planning to dress up, like go to Halloween parties and dress up as Rita Repulsa for Halloween this year,
dude. You dropped the bomb. Wow. The whole box is going like, we did not know that. What's her real name? Let's find out. Rita Repulsa, actress name. I think her real name is
Carla.
No way. It's not. Oh, Machiko Soga? No. Carla. Is that the Filipino actress? Or I'm not sure. Machiko Soga? I don't know. You're saying she's Filipino. Or I don't know. It's giving us the Japanese one. Hold on.
Yeah.
Or maybe I clicked on the wrong one. Rita
the second one.
Carla Perez? Is that the one?
season 2.
I don't know, guys. You guys didn't have to Google it, but there's no doubt those eyebrows are Filipina. There's no doubt those eyebrows are. I know the feeling of being stared down by those eyebrows. All right, Ruby, for 5,000 coins, what is your Funko Pop question related to the Power Rangers or anything Funko Pop related?
So for 5,000 coins, my question is related to Rita Repulsa. What was the name of Rita Repulsa's husband on Power Rangers?
Damn.
Oh, there we go. Guys, get your Stan Lee, Carla Perez. Yeah. Okay, guys, Google it. Let's go. Yeesh. Is that Yeesh? Oh, there it is. Is that the one? Lord
Zed?
Is it Lord Zed, Ruby?
Is it Lord Zed?
There we go. Lord Zed. Is it Zed's? Is it Z with an S or with a D?
With a D.
Lord. No S. Right? Just Lord Zed.
Jay Jericho. Yep.
Jay Jericho. Congratulations, everybody. You guys got what did we give away? 50,000 coins this weekend. Wait, oh, is it Lord Z? Is it Lord Zed with two D's? Oh no.
With two D's.
With two D's?
Yep.
Oh, hold up. Type it out. Somebody has to type. Is it? Oh no, you can't win twice, guys.
Stop out. I'm back.
Can't win twice.
Who is
Someone
it?
Someone just has to type it out.
Is it Stanley?
Stanley? There you go.
With the two D's. Damn. Yep,
there you go, guys.
Ruby with the trick questions, dude.
I know. She was going behind the back with it. She was like, whoop. Yeah. You feel me? Awesome.
Guys, I'm going to unveil a prototype that we're working on. And
don't do it to him like this. Go ahead, Angela.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do it to him.
We're working on Ooh, one of these guys. So this is one of the secret missions that James and I are very we're trying to make it happen. So that's one of the ones that I wanted to flash. Yeah, you guys saw it here first, just flashing it. Was there anything that was supposed to make your list that you didn't make your list, guys?
That might be my first pop.
This one right here?
Yeah, that might be my first pop, dude. You feel me? Wink, wink.
That goes out in stores. I need to get one too.
I know. My goodness.
Mia, we're talking Funko Pops. And all right. Well, what about you, Ruby? Was there anything, Robert? Was there anything you want to show? Ruby, you have your second cam here.
Please show us your guys. Well, let's nerd out real quick.
Let's nerd out, guys. Come on.
Wall full of them in another
room.
Ruby, give him your phone, and we can flash it.
Yeah, we can do the tour if you.
Yeah, Ruby has a second cam set up.
Technology at its best, guys.
We'll take you to a tour in our living room.
Oh wow!
Okay, Okay, let's go. Oh, I'm gonna mute the main mic then. Okay. All right, there it is.
Oh,
okay, cool. There we go. We're going. Nice.
Amazing. A first on our show being mobile like this. You feel me? You can't see it.
This is dope.
Okay.
Flip cam. Oh, snap!
Oh, my That's God, Ruby. Nice. Damn, guys.
We also have the Manny up here.
Of course.
Tony Stark.
And the Mandalorian. And the child.
Baby Yoda.
My goodness.
Bruce Lee. That's tight.
The Deadpools.
Wow. Whoa.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan one.
Lego Batman. God. Oh my gosh, guys. This is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, dude, they're Groot.
Oh, and you have the Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck too? That's so dope. Oh my gosh. This is an amazing collection.
Oh my God. More cowbell too. Come on, man.
Guys, this is look at those Venoms. Look at the Dragon Balls.
Oh man. Amazing.
Yo, Ron.
I love your shelf, bro. I love your shelf. Yeah.
That's sick.
We need to have you as a guest, sir. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
So definitely a Spidey fan. I'm sensing definitely a Spidey fan.
Oh man. Yeah. Beautiful, Robert. Beautiful, Rob. Your shelves are amazing, bro.
Yeah, Robert,
like, man, and he got the Sunfire like that. Look at you nerding out, dog. You feel me? You got your Sunfire out right there,
dude. How do you keep your nieces and nephews away from this?
They don't go in that room, dog.
You have to lock it away, dude.
They cannot go in that. Oh man, amazing! You got some good stuff.
Look at the Galactus. Oh, dude.
Yes.
Oh man.
Man, Onslaught too. Oh, Jesus. Oh, dude. You got the Toy Biz Apocalypse back there too. Oh my goodness.
Oh my, can we get Robert on the show? I think Robert needs to do the show with Ron.
Oh my God. Yes, we'll do, please. Yeah. Sir.
Honestly, yes. The phone doesn't do it justice, but it's pretty much like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 shelves. And we have more in like storage.
Let me ask a super nerdy question. How often are you guys playing with your toys?
I probably repose them just randomly. Especially when I get new ones, that's like repose and reshoot. I don't really have a lot of space to play them anywhere. But yeah,
see,
I'm
just saying, Rob's my kind of guy where you have to repose him every so often. Ruby, do you understand that he has to repose him every so often? Do you get it?
I still don't get it, but I just let him do his thing.
I was going to say, Rob, I used to take, like toy photography. Have you delved into that? Were you heavy into that also?
Like ACBA?
ACBA.
I like looking at it though, but I don't really have like the backgrounds and like that.
Yo, we have on our IG. One of the followers on our IG, hey, follow the Usopp and Retro IG, and I'll link you guys. There's a dude from Atlanta. He's also Filipino, but he does reposing, but he does hip hop album covers with his figures. Like he did a dope one with the dope one with the Outkast, the Stankonia. With the Spider-Man figures. Yep. Yeah, it's sick. You guys, be sure to join the Usopp and Retro. I'll link you guys. But he does like all the classic album covers and he puts all his figures and he just poses them all as the album covers. I've been trying to get him to do an NWA one with the camera.
Awesome.
Hey Ruby, you sent me two photos. You want me to pull these photos up? You wanna talk
to
them? Yeah. Which one you want to start with?
I honestly don't remember like the exact description. So okay,
let's
so
go
for
with
this
that.
Photo, this was a recent Comic Con. I dressed up as Silk, and we happened to be walking down the exhibit hall, and we saw the display of the Silk figure. So I right next to it and tried to copy.
That's so dope. So you do cosplay as well?
I know Ruby Ibarra cosplay. That's mind blowing to me right now. Like this is badass. So okay, yeah, go ahead.
I presented myself today.
Oh yeah, no, because I mean this is dope. Because like I can't I was in the music industry. I used to have a record label, but I really just like to nerd out. Because I remember the only reason why So I was really really into video games, right? And that's how I parlayed my way into video games was with my label. And I was just like going NBA 2K6. I got placements for my artists on there. I went to like the booth at E3, and I was just like, "Hey, I got a record label. We got a couple songs with Ghostface and Jay Dilla. You guys want it?" And then they were like, "Yeah, songs with Ghostface." I was like, "Yeah, yeah." And then he's like, "Yo, dude!" And then he was about to hire me to become the music director for NBA 2K, but my friend swooped me up and got me this other job, which the company eventually became Spotify. But it's a really long story. But now we're here. We got Kumu, so we got some new stuff. All right. Picture number two, pulling this one up. There it is.
Picture number two. This was awesome. From the same Comic Con. And if you want to talk about your costume,
I was just like dressed up like kind of like the Scarlet Spider a little bit, like more
yes.
of my own of it.
The lens on that, bro. You put in work on your mask, dog. That's awesome.
Wait,
going
did you
to the restroom is the worst.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta.
Yes.
Minutes.
Did you guys fund your trip? Did you do a show out there too, Ruby? Like you're like, all right, we're gonna go there for Comic Con, but I'm gonna go side hustle a show just to pay for the hotels and all that.
I actually did. This was one of the rare times where it was strictly a vacation.
Oh, strictly vacation.
But no, lying. mostly a vacation. I did one interview, only one.
That's so tight though. Hey, shout out to all the people down in San Diego. all our San Diego viewers out there, like we have a bunch of like the San Diego homies that actually do the Comic Cons every year. I haven't gone to a Comic Con since the 90s. Like the last Comic Con I went to was the Comic Con that Image launched. And it was like a crazy, that was, I think, the first one.
Yeah.
The first Rockstar Comic Cons were like Image and like Todd McFarlane and Rob Liefeld, and they had just launched Image. And that was the whole, like, the movies weren't even big. Like, those weren't even a, those weren't even a thing. That was like a, that was like a little room when you got tired walking around. It would, they would screen like comic book movies. And it was just, it was just a little room. Like one room was anime, and now the whole thing is all like, it's all Marvel. It's crazy, dude.
So big nowadays, yeah.
Walking around in costume and secret. It's
back then nobody was walking around in costume. It was not much cosplay back then. It was really literally like
such a huge thing now.
Then was like really like bunch of like a bunch of kids like me running around with our comic books going sign this. but what it's become now, it's insane. Did you guys get the chance to check out the Nerd Expo on Kumu?
I did not know.
What,
dude, we had a Nerd Expo.
Yeah,
2 weeks ago, it was dope. We had cosplayers, we had professional gamers, we had like several rooms set up. I'll send you like a highlight bit of it. We had several rooms set up where, we had Miss World Megan Young talking about how to set up live streaming games. Then we had Sheila Snow. Basically like a bunch of the big cosplayers out here in the Philippines and the big nerd squad, and we just had a giant, it was an all-day festival where it was really tight. Like there's a guy called Spider Dan out here in the Philippines, and he's gone viral because he dresses up as Spider-Man, but he goes into the barrios with his face mask and gives relief goods. Spider Dan, look him up on Facebook.
I got to interview him, he's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was dope because he did the whole interview. His camera was upside down.
He was upside down while I'm talking to him. And he was basically, it was like talking to Spider-Man. These people are in character. Yeah. And we had also gave away, I think, 500,000 coins for like best costume. And there was a guy that he came, I think, was it the Heath Ledger Joker? I forget which Joker had won, but these guys were in prosthetics. And it was crazy. So yeah, hope to do that again, Angelo. That was such a fun day.
It was literally a con because it was like there were several stages and people were just going to like whatever. There was like a video.
Yeah,
yeah. There was a video game stage. There was an anime stage. There was a cosplay stage. There was like a what other stages? There was they had the Saber Source. Yeah, but they had Saber Source where they had all the Jedis of the Philippines, like the official ones with the lifesavers, and they were doing battles. It was tight, dude. Now that we know that Ruby, Ruby's secret identity, we should invite her to these to these things.
Yeah, let us know when the next one is. We're gonna cosplay.
I think Robert should do his. You should definitely present your collection because you're gonna Robert get to look the cosplay.
Do you realize how much if you need to be to get in those skin tight uniforms, man, that's a lot.
I know all that quarantine food. I don't fit in that steel costume anymore.
Yeah, I got the extra. Me and James got that extra quarantine chins, dude. Ruby, thank you so much for joining us on this special episode.
Thank you, this was so much fun.
Thank you, Robert. Guys, is there anything you guys want to give a shout out to, or anything you guys want to plug before we're out?
Shout out to everybody that's out there that tuned in today. Please continue to support Usapana Retro. For those of you who are in the Bay Area, although our tickets are sold out to next week's show, we're planning to enter it in more film festivals, hopefully the Philippines soon. And shout out again to all the folks in Kumu. It's been fun so far. I'm going to be doing a lot more of these shows upcoming. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Wave. This is currently my favorite superhero.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
We're out here representing for the Filipinas, and happy Filipino American History Month.
Hell yeah.
That's dope. What?
And you have it in the hard plastics too, right? Autograph. Oh my God,
I have the different versions.
Yes.
That's so tight. I need to grab those. That's so sick.
Superhero on Marvel.
That's dope. All right, guys, so this podcast has been brought to you by the Podcast Network Asia, and we are powered by Podmetrics. And if your podcast is not powered by Podmetrics, your podcast is underpowered. You're UP. You're not OP. You're so UP. You need to get some Podmetrics in your life. Yo, Ruby, thank you so much. Robert, thank you so much for joining us. Ron, thank you for pulling up through the last-minute episode. Mafe, if you're watching – Thank you so much for setting this up. And to you, everybody in the Kumu chat, maraming salamat. To everybody watching us on Facebook, get yourself some Kumu, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Peace. Peace, y'all.